Yedizach in the parasha is to learn from. The first thing is a person has to appreciate his capability of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what's expected and demanded from him. Over here there was a tzivah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Lech lecha mi'artzecha, mi'milatecha, mi'beis avicha, la'aretz asher ereka. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him tremendous promises. And he goes ahead and he does it. Many times in life, a person is in matzavim, which he realizes he has to get out of that matzav. The matzav is not a good matzav for him. Just as hard, it's not easy to get out of, to change. Change is one of the most hardest matzav things for a person. Every Yochan has to realize that when his sviva is not a good sviva for him, a situation is not a good situation for him, he has to pick himself up and leave that situation, even if there's hardship involved. Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to leave the house of Terach. Now let's get it. Terach wasn't just a poshet Moichar Avi Dezoros. Terach left Ur Kasdim. He came to Choron. As Rav Shiva always speaks about Terach, he went through 85-90% of the physical journey coming to Eretz Yisrael. He crossed, he went all around the big Midbar, coming from Ur Kasdim, from Iraq, going all the way up north, begin coming down. Choron is in Syria, somewhere northern Syria today. Most of the way is done. 85% of the way is already gone. Terach was on his way to Eretz Yisrael, as the pasuk says in last week's parasha. Vayikach Terach es Avram benoy, v'sloit ben Horon ben benoy, v'sarai kalosh yishus benoy, Avram benoy, v'yeitzum itam yur kastim, he left Ur Kasdim, lo leches arzo knoan, to go to Eretz Yisrael. They went to Choron and they settled in Choron. Later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, get out. And then Vayelech Avram kashadibu lo Hashem, Vayelech ito loit, Avram ben chomishon v'shimishon b'tzei, so me Choron, when he left Choron. Avram was leaving Choron, he wasn't leaving Ur Kasdim. Terach already felt that the right place to go was Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, to leave all the Avodah Zarah of Ur Kasdim. He went through 90% of the journey. He stopped short at the end. Avram Avinu was with the Mishpacha. He's with his father, Terach. No rest of the family. They're not on the right madrega. It's not that they were kandakanyas. These are people looking for spirituality. Terach himself made it 90% of the way. He stopped short. So in Talmud Rosh Yeshiva, he's quite close to me. He's a lawyer in New York. He always has his zog. He took from the Rashi Shmuz on Terach. He says, I'm not going to be a Terach, only go 90% of the way. I'm going to do it 100%. Terach was one of those who he almost was there, but he didn't make it at the end. But he was a very special Ruchniistic person. Let's just get it straight. He had were eniklach of Terach a few times over. Meaning, he had another son, Horon, who also almost made it. he jumped into the fire once he saw that Avraham Avinu is, things are going for him. He died. He had two great kids. One of them was really great, Sarah Imenu. Next one was on his way, but he slipped and he went down light. And let's not forget Nochar. Nochar remained back in Ur Kasdim. But Nochar must have been quite worthy. Rivka Imenu, Rachel, Leah are all grandchildren of Rivka. Is a granddaughter of Nochar, daughter of Besuel. And Rivka and Leah are great-grandchildren. Kids of Lavan. Avram sent Eliezer to get a shidduch from that family. It's a good mishpacha. Oh, but it wasn't the right environment for Avram Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, lech lecha, gay. A person has to search for ruchnias, to be willing to drop everything. Not to be mistapik in 90%. This sviva is not the right sviva for you. There's a better sviva for you. There's a better matzah for you. Don't go for cheap. And it means to be mafkir yourself. It means to go to situations which are hard for you. Person has to have willingness to give up, to sacrifice for true growth. Next Nakuda from the parish is the parish of Loit. We're going on this line weiter. Loit. Was a very spiritual person. He went along with Avraham Avinu. He left. He also went to Mi'artzuchom and Latuchom Beis Avichom. He went with Avram, Sarah's brother. Just invited. He made the when push came to shove, right at the Shas Hanisoyan, he made the wrong choices. V'gam leloyt oelechas Avram yotzeinu bokav oyalim. He was rich, but while taking care of his wealth, he wasn't careful. His royim were nichshal in gezel. Now, Miken Meinin, he was a rich man. What were they nichshal in? It was a ganta lom de shishtikel it was. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that he'll get Eretz Canaan. So Eretz Canaan is his. Avraham Avinu is already old. He's married to Sarah, who bechlal, it's not shaykh for her to ever have kids. So obviously Avram is not going to have any kids. Who's going to be his Yerush Loit? So Eretz Yisrael is Loit. And it's such a lomda shetayna that the Royim mutayna that the Pasuk has to make the emphasis. Vaknani, vaprizi, oz yoshev baretz, as Rashi explains, that it wasn't given yet to Avram Avinu. The Royim came with a ganz alam the Shetayna. And there was a fight between the real spiritual people and the almost spiritual people. I'll phrase it that way. Yeah, the Royim of Avram, who they were makbid on their behemoths not to eat from someone else's field. And yeah, the Royim of Loit, that they gave heterim, so to speak, which were krum, was crooked, was wrong. Where did these Eterim come from? Wrong values. A love of money. That same person who was able to give up Artzucha, Molatucha, Beisavicha, to go to the Oretz Asher Ereko, he was able to go and stick to Avraham Avinu. but Lemaisa, he loved money. And when therefore he had to make choices, he made the wrong choice later. When Avraham Avinu told him, let's separate, where did he choose to go? Very fertile. Keret Mitzrayim. From the Fnei Shechaz Hashem is Nevis HaMoira. Vayivchar Lor Loit is called Kikar HaYarden. He chose to go to that area. Now, he didn't ask himself, well, are the chevra, what's the chevra over there? He says, the financial opportunities over there are great. What's the chevra? Just because you'll go to Las Vegas and become a millionaire, it doesn't allow you to go live there. What's the sviva? What's the environment like? What hashpoza can have on your kids? What are you going to look like? And as we know in the next week's parsha, what happened to Lot's mishpacha, his wife, his kids, and even the two daughters who came out with him, Nebuch? And what happened to him? Garnished. You make wrong choices. No chalts. He wasn't that the sacrifice when the Shas and the Yisrael came. He didn't, his values were not proper. I many times tell Talmidim, sometimes when a person has a Nisoyan, b'shas the Nisoyan, it's very hard. Where a person, it's not as hard, and a person, but there a person, it depends on, it has to be on his honesty, and he has to be honest, is when he makes a life decision. Making decisions sometimes, that's not the shas hataiva. That's not the shas Nisoyan. Over there, that's where a person is demanded to be honest with himself and to sacrifice himself and to make a right choice. Choices is everything in life. It's heartbreaking. Heartbreaking how people make wrong choices and they kill themselves for life. Light made one bad choice. He's, first of all, the problem began with his love for money back with his Royim. And his Royim got that attitude from him. What were they saving on? The bissel mir'eh of the grass growing in the other person's backyard. But oyev kesef, lo yizba kesef, and if you have the wrong values and you allow yourself to cut corners a mashu, look what you end up with. You end up with kids who laugh at you. They, when you tell them that the malochim are here and the city will be turned over, this place is corrupt and we gotta leave. No, we don't want to leave Vegas. We like it here. You from Ak, get out of here. Don't tell us all these baba mices about the city being turned over. Kimetzachek b'enei chasonov. Who they marry? Low lifes. Zdoimis. All part of that culture. Nebuch, what kids did Lot end up having? The two non-married kids that he had came with him. His wife, Vatabit Me'achareya. She couldn't let go of her home, of her guilt. She couldn't let go of it. Where did it come from? It all came from the wrong Shurish of Light, appreciating his financial security a bit too much, enjoying a bit too much. The Soyin Bokor V'Yeholim that he had. And that enjoying that too much and not appreciating spirituality rubbed off onto the Royim, rubbed off onto the family. And then looking at what was the end of Light? Being nichshal znus with his daughter with all of the embarrassment shaboy and garnished. We don't even know the end of Light at the end. Whatever Light was saved, it was all neschus of Avram. Had he shtay noch a bissel in his Ahavas moment and his Royim not got into the fights. On what? They saved a bissel geld on the bissel bit of hay that they were able to graze in other people's fields. Give a cook, let's learn from this parasha what a harvest moment does to someone. And Neidach Gisa, when you have such a person, Nebuch, next to you, you have to separate from him. That's what Avram separated from him. And as the Pasuk says, Vashem Omar Alavam Achari Hipporid Loit Meimoi. As Chazal tell us, what's the Torah teaching us, me and you and all of us? Why did Hashem write this in the Torah that Hashem spoke to Avram after he separated from Loit? Says Rashi, why? Because as long as the Rasha was with him, the Dibur wasn't misyachin with him. With what was he a Rasha? He was Oyev Kesef, and he was willing to give up some values for that. And his Rayim stole with a heter. They were very orthodox. It was with a lomdis, with a heter, that they stole. With a ganze. So they were wrong. Yes, but he was willing to compromise on his values for the wrong reasons, for his ahavas betza. Such a person, Avram had to separate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't speak to Avram as long as he was associated with him. What chaverim a person chooses, what roommates a person chooses. Who do you hang out with? I remember there's once a bocher in yeshiva who had a lot so much potential to grow. And Lamaisa Nebuch, he didn't shtag the way he could have and should have. Nothing came out of him. It was his last kufin yeshiva. I was discussing with Rosh Yeshiva, like, what's wrong? How? Yeshiva tells me with pain, I made a mistake with him. What was the mistake? He had a reason why he had to have so-called his cell phone. And his mother pressured Rosh Yeshiva very strictly that she had permission to hold on to his cell phone for that reason. Rosh Yeshiva says, and I made a mistake. I allowed him. He never connected to the good chevra here in yeshiva. With his cell phone, he was always on the phone with all of his bad friends from high school who were roaming Israel at the time. And he didn't connect with the good chevra here in yeshiva. He never connected to the message and to the lesson of what yeshiva is coming to teach him. He was busy. He was psychologically still connected to his chevra. And Allah has come, we had the cell phone with a heksher, with rishus. Who lost? The bocher Nebuch lost. He was here. And Nishkik, he wasn't able to absorb what he could have absorbed. Avram Avinu was in Eretz Israel at the time. He was next to Loit. He couldn't shtayk. It was only Vashem Amel Avram Achari he poured Loit Me'imoy, when he separated himself. Again, Loit wasn't, we're not speaking about an oisvarf, someone who's mufka. He's totally betoras. He gave up Choron. He came to Eretz Israel. Just, it was the nekudis that where he wasn't holding where he should be holding, and he wasn't willing to change, he wasn't looking to grow. He preferred to separate from Avram Avinu because of his Zahavas Betza. As I said, Torah is Lashon Hayro'o, to teach us. You gotta learn the parish. I pointed out Abyss on the Kudus, Obed Yeder every Yochin. That has to learn, we all have to learn Chumash, Rashi, and internalize the lessons that the Torah is teaching us. A guten Shabbos.